French government proposes schools pay tribute to teacher killed by jihadist refugee. By Chris Tomlinson on October 10, 2021. The French Ministry of National Education proposes holding tributes in schools to the memory of teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded in the street last year by a radical Islamic terrorist. The ministry proposed that on October 15, schools across the country should pay tribute to the memory of the teacher, who was murdered by Chechen refugee Abdiakhan Zurov after showing cartoons of the Islamic prophet Muhammad to pupils on October 16 last year during a class on freedom of expression. Schools and establishments will be able to organize a time of meditation in memory of Samuel Paty, and devote an hour of classes on Friday, October 15 to a time of exchanges, the content of which will be left to the choice of the teams according to their respective situations and taking into account, in particular, the age of the students, Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer stated in a note published by broadcaster France Info. Blanquer added that the time would be an opportunity for students to reflect on issues such as critical thinking and the role of the teacher, and included resources for teachers on the topics of freedom of expression and the values of the French Republic. The murder of Samuel Paty shocked many in France, and it was later revealed that the teenager who was the origin of the claims against Mr. Paty had lied about ever being in his class when the Muhammad cartoons were shown. The teen's father, Brahim Knina, was one of the main people behind a social media campaign that eventually culminated in Chechen refugee Abdiakhan Zurov taking matters into his own hands and beheading Paty in the street in a Paris suburb. Knina had also reportedly been in direct contact with Zurov prior to the murder. In the aftermath of the attack, it was reported that, from the death of Mr. Paty to November 3, French authorities reported 400 incidents of the praising of terrorism among school pupils. Another 393 incidents were reported between November 4 and the 30th, nearly half of them taking place in middle schools. A teacher in Paris's no-go suburb said that at least a third of her pupils openly questioned the idea that people should be allowed to freely criticize Islam. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.